Joining us in the studio right now, the gentleman, well, responsible for Zone Radio, Stephen King, is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
It's a pleasure to have you. we were talking earlier this morning about, we play a little contest here on the program called Who the Hell Is This? And the subject today was a guy by the name of Matthew McConaughey, who has a very key role in an upcoming film adaptation of one of your works.
Dark Tower.
Indeed.
He plays the bad guy.
Yeah, we referred to him as the most evil character there is. I mean, he's the ultimate baddie in this film.
He's the bad boy, all right.
Yeah. Well, there were a couple of folks in the studio at the time we made that remark who suggested that there may be a character even more frightening on the national political stage right now.
That very well could be. You know, we were talking about it before, saying if you like Paul LePage, you're going to love Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's a pretty scary prospect, I think. Like I was saying off the air, I mean, we've had, I was looking forward to just two more years of LePage. If I can get through these next 2 years, it'd be great. But now the prospect of four more years of LePage, but at a national scene, is pretty frightening.
What we have seen nationally has really been sort of an expanded version of Governor Paul LePage here in the state of Maine, even down to the sharing of rhetoric. I begin to wonder if it is, in fact, a very coordinated effort here when they start talking about.
They're a love match, you know. Paul LePage, as you know, has introduced Donald Trump, and I think that you know, maybe the one tiny ray of hope and goodwill and optimism and all this is if Trump were to get elected, God forbid, from my standpoint, who knows, Paul LePage might wind up in his cabinet.
Be whisked away from the state of Maine.
You should see these guys' faces when I said that, radio audience. They went green. Paul LePage, Secretary of State. Paul LePage, Secretary of Defense.
Oh, no.
Good grief. The idea of Trump anywhere near nuclear codes more than frightening enough without the idea of Paul LePage there to fire him up a little bit further.
You know, that's the scary part. The rhetoric and this, the talk about how he's going to build this wall between the United States and Mexico. But the really scary thing is, you know, one day Donald Trump gets up on the wrong side of the bed and pushes all those buttons.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
It's not unlike the gentleman who was running for Senate in the dead zone, Greg Stilson. I mean, I recall early on in the campaign, somebody asked you about writing such a frightening candidate. You said you had done so years ago. There are some parallels there, too.
A lot of people have mentioned that to me, and I kind of based Greg Stilson on Huey Long. You know, America, every now and then, one of these guys shows up, so-called friend of the common man. And, you know, Greg Stilson was sort of an avatar of that guy, and I never thought that we would actually see somebody so far out on the national scene. But, hey, have you guys talked to Trump supporters?
I actually attended the first Trump rally in Bangor.
What do they say? I mean,
well,
I've talked to some, and I don't get anything other than this certainty that they're going to vote for him and nothing's going to change their mind, but.
And it's you know, once again, the parallels between supporters of Trump and supporters of Paul LePage. It's heavy on rhetoric. It's heavy on soundbite. And, you know, the support seems incredibly deep. I'm just hoping it's not terribly wide.
Yeah. The thing that I don't understand is that it seems to me that a lot of the things that he seems to stand for are things that, you know, the traditional Republican. I grew up in a Republican family.
Yeah.
You know, rock rib Republican. They wouldn't even say Roosevelt's name. He was just that man in the White House. You know. But, you know, here's Trump saying, I want to be pally with Putin, and if the Russians are hacking emails here, terrific, go for it. And there's just all this stuff that the Republicans just ordinarily don't seem to. I mean, he's a tax cheat. for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is the disconnect there? Because it's a pretty substantial one. I would think somebody like Mr. Trump, who has made every effort to tilt everything in his favor when it comes to his business dealings, seems the antithesis of the notion of free market.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants every advantage there is and goes about seeing to it that he gets them. And talk about stiffing the little guy. So many people coming forward saying, you know, I had dealings with Mr. Trump. He left me high and dry, left me holding the bag.
Yeah, yeah. It's the strangest thing. He's been on the record as saying that he's pro-choice. And, you know, the fundamentalist Republicans, no way. None of this woman's right to choose stuff. Mm. You know, every fetus is a life and so on and so forth. And I won't get into the pro or con of that. It's just that he's expressed feelings that run completely counter to the people he's supposed to be representing. So
when you see some of the material that has been shared by members of the Trump campaign via social media, for example, things that have their origins in some of the most hateful organizations that remain in this country, ties to very overtly racist individuals, and seeing that shared and shared and shared again, that's especially frightening. I mentioned having gone to the Trump rally here in Bangor, the first Trump rally here in Bangor, and one of the comments from one of the group that I attended with, as we stood in the Cross Center and we're looking around at a crowd that was not as extensive as had been suggested by media coverage, in my opinion, this individual suggested that he thought he now knew what it was like to be in Germany circa 1936, 1937.
That's just what I was thinking. You've got these people who are just basically anti-establishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, there is no rest of it. It's just, let's throw all these people out. And what they don't seem to realize is that if they feel like the government's been stuck in neutral for the last 8 years, who do you blame for that? You know, who do you blame for the fact that the Supreme Court's only got 8 guys on it? It's Republicans. Sat down in the road like people having, like little kids having a tantrum.
And in turn, it's our fault too, because we're the people who elected those officials to the government.
Amen. Amen, brother.
We need to definitely step up to the plate this election.
With regard to that, one thing that we've talked about on this program on a number of occasions is the importance of people getting involved at the municipal level. If you want to talk about being discouraged with regard to the political process, tune into the cable access channel that carries the Bangor City Council meeting and look at the empty seats in that room. And yet we will continue to bellyache about the process. We just seem entirely unwilling to step up and become a part of it. What do you think is the result of that disconnect? How did that come about?
Well, there's a lot of apathy involved. And I think that there are a lot of people who feel like it's their God-given right to complain when they don't get what they want. Mm. And you know, they get all kind of shirty about the schools and the money for the schools. Mm-hmm. And, oh, why won't the buses run on time? But they don't ride the buses and they don't go to the meeting. Mm. So what are you going to do? Mm. And I'm as guilty as anybody else. I haven't been to a city council meeting since they gave us an award for the Little League team, and that was back in 1988. So,
well, with regard to that, we continue to have those conversations here on the program and continue to urge people to participate, but there's no more important participation than seeing to it you make your way to a polling place come next Tuesday. If there has ever been a desperate need for a get out the vote effort, this is the year.
Well, I got to tell you something. I was in a drugstore, you know, in defense of myself. I haven't been to a council meeting because, you know, our main residence is in Western Maine now. We don't get up to Bangor as often as we'd like. And once we get up here, we really don't want to leave. But I was down there. I was in a drugstore. I was waiting in line. There was a lady in front of me. And she was talking with the clerk. And the clerk was saying to her, well, yes, I'm going to go on November 8th. And I'm going to vote on the referendums because I'm interested in those. And I'm going to go ahead and vote for the representative. But I'm going to leave the top of the ballot blank because I think they're both awful people. Mm. So it got to be my turn, and I said to this lady, you may think that they're both awful people, You may think that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump stink, but what you got to do, one of them's going to get elected. Mm. So sniff at both, and the one that stinks the less, vote for that person. She said, no, not going to do it. And I've heard it several times. There's a real disgust. But if politics is a sewer, you can't be surprised when only rats want to run through it.
There you go.
This notion that that Trump is going to start on day one and drain the swamp seems pretty ridiculous as well, considering he has been working behind the scenes in D.C. via lobbying firms and organizations, attempting to gain any potential benefit that he can. He is as much a part of any establishment that the anti-establishment types are railing against as Hillary Clinton. The disconnect continues there.
I think that the Trump voters really don't expect him in their hearts to drain the swamp. What they want to do is what the LePage voters have gotten day in and day out, which is they get to listen to the sound of their own ids, their own subconscious, where all this stuff. And, you know, he says it right out loud.
Yeah.
The anger and the vitriol is certainly front and center with people like Donald Trump and Paul LePage. And I think you're right. It's like people loving to hear the sound of their own name. They love to hear the sound of their own angry rhetoric as well.
But everybody who's out there this morning tuned into the radio, God bless you. And you guys that are plugged into the process enough to listen to discussion like this, they're going to go out and vote. But what they got to do is go out and get seven more people get to the polls and do your job.
We absolutely appreciate you taking a moment to pop in, sir. It's great to see you again.
It's great to be seen.